In the beginning, 102 years ago, WQAM was your great-great-grandfather's radio station. News, weather, entertainment, a trusted friend. Then came upgrade number one, the 1960s. Top 40, WQAM was Tiger Radio, playing the hits, the music of peace and love. Upgrade number two, the 1990s, sports, legends like Jim Mandich and Hank Goldberg. Would South Florida care that much about sports? Yes, yes, they did. Now, more than 30 years later, here we are, still talking sports, broadcasting the games of your favorite teams. Perfect timing for upgrade number three. Now, no more crackling during thunderstorms. No more static. FM, baby. WQAM is now on FM 104.3, a 100,000-watt flamethrower from north of Jupiter down to the Keys. WQAM is now truly Miami's and South Florida's sports leader. The iconic Joe Rose in the mornings, Tobin and Leroy in middays, the irreverent Hawk Crowder and Solana in the afternoons. Home of the Miami Heat. Home of Miami Hurricanes football and basketball. Dolphins coverage every day. Plus, game day uncensored on game days. 100,000 watts. FM 104.3 WQAM. Epic. Delivering the same great sports talk, the same thrill of the game, and the most powerful and iconic name in South Florida sports. 104.3 WQAM, Miami's sports leader. FM 104.3 WQAM. We're here, baby. We're here. Let's go.
Yeah, FM, baby.
Music sounds better.
FM, baby. Say it after me, Crowder.
What we got?
104.3 FM WQAM.
104.3 FM WQAM, the sports leader.
Miami sports leader. You were very close.
I tried to go above and beyond.
You did. Stick to the script. Jimmy, say it after me. 104.3 FM WQAM.
104.3.
Nope.
Y'all really messed up.
Nope. Dan. See, Dan's an FM radio pro. He's gonna nail this. 104.3 FM WQAM.
104.3 FM WQAM.
Jimmy, you want to try again? 104.3 FM WQAM.
104.3 FM WQAM.
All right, you nailed it there. So here we are, and it is our first day on FM, which is exciting, and everyone will get the name down. It is officially 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami's sports leader, and we're excited. I mean, I said it earlier, but this is a 100,000-watt flamethrower, and that really is radio terminology, a flamethrower. But you cannot get a more powerful FM radio station, a stick, like we call it in the business.
So we used to shoot a BB gun. Now we got a cannon?
Yeah, I don't know what the AM signal was. It wasn't a flamethrower.
Okay.
But now we got a flamethrower. We had a sparkler.
We had a Bic lighter. And we got a
sparkler or something. So, yeah, this is a 100,000-watt station. So from West Palm Beach to Jupiter. I mean, think about, you're driving to a Marlins spring training game up in Jupiter, and the AM signal would dip after a while. Mm-hmm. You're going to have no problem hearing it all the way up. And then if you're driving down to the Keys, like,
yes.
By the way, day and night, because, you know, at night, the AM signal powers down. It's dependent on when the sun sets as to when they power it down, not FM. And so you'll be able to hear us day and night from Jupiter down to the Keys. And we appreciate, listen, we're still there on AM 560. We appreciate you listening there. And if you're listening on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, we appreciate that.
Yep.
And if you're listening on the podcast and the Audacy app or on the iHeart app or on the TuneIn app, we appreciate that. If you watch our YouTube channel, our YouTube videos, we appreciate that. But if you're listening on FM, we appreciate you joining us.
This is cool. I was terrified when I came in early.
104.3 FM WQAM. Same great lineup. Joe Rose in the morning along with Hollywood. Got Tobin and Leroy in the middays with Jay Figg. And you got me and you and Solana and Jimmy and Dan Day. Dan Day will be on with Day at Night at 6 p.m. most nights. So we're rocking and rolling the same great. Here's what I thought Claudia said so perfectly at the meeting today. Claudia, our general manager, vice president, she runs a bunch of markets for Audacy. But she said, this station, QAM, deserves a 100,000-watt FM stick. It just does, based on the content that we churn out and based on the excitement in South Florida when it comes to sports. I mean, you've got back-to-back Stanley Cups. You've got a three-time NBA champion.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Miami Hurricanes team last season had a draft pick go number one in the NFL draft. Got a good quarterback coming in this year. You got hopes for the Dolphins. I mean, I don't have much to lean back on over the last 25 seasons, but you've got hope for the Dolphins. And really, I think, and you know, I am a radio lifer. I was doing radio in college at University of Miami in 1987. I was playing vinyl.
There was no flamethrowers back then.
There was not. No, there was open flames. That's how we studied at night. We had to start a fire.
I'm a
radio lifer, and this radio station is entertaining. It reminds me of some of the good old days of South Florida radio or when I was growing up, Chicago radio. There are really entertaining personalities on this station and shows on this station and good sports content as well and food content, as our VP and general manager, Claudia, pointed out today in the meeting when she pointed at me. Hey, it's FM, even if you're talking about food and Shamrock Shakes.
Big smile, too.
Looked right at me.
Yes, I enjoy it.
But I loved when she said, this station deserves a 100,000-watt FM station. I am in total agreement on that. I do think it changes the radio listening experience. Mm-hmm. There is something about, I'm not telling you to leave early from a sporting event, but you leave early from a sporting event, and you're at the Heat game, and now you're driving home, and you want to listen to the Heat game. And sometimes AM, it's spotty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And FM, you're going to get it all the way home, even if you live in Jupiter. So,
I travel a lot. I'm excited about this because, you know, I always go up to Orlando. I always go down fishing in the Keys.
If you are in the car, it makes it a much better listening experience. And obviously a lot of talk radio listening is done via people in their cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you can still hear us on AM 560 if that's what you desire, but we are here on 104.3 FM WQAM. We're excited about it. We're proud of it, and we invite you to not only listen and make it one of the presets, but tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell the world that QAM can now be heard full throttle FM.
I'm a suburban. How do I do presets?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody tweet me.
I think you pull out the, Dan knows exactly what I'm talking. Like there's the little tab. You used to pull it out and then push it back in. And that, but you don't, like the preset, I'm talking about radio dials where you'd actually move the dial.
Oh,
well, it wasn't digital.
Yeah, that little orange looking thing.
Right, and it would move, but you could actually make a preset to where the thing would move on its own, but it was so herky-jerky, and it never locked in to where you set it the last time. So, like, then you always had to fiddle with it.
My kids set my presets now, so I'm going to get them to go on to 104.3.
No point, though. I mean, theoretically, you're going to see that on the digital preset. You're going to see the point, but we're not saying it because we're cool.
104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami Sports Leader.
Try it one more time, Jimmy. 104.3 FM, WQAM.
104.3.
What? We just told you no point. Oh, I mumbled that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Do it again.
104.3.
Jimmy. Have some confidence, Jimmy. Come on. You can do it.
104.3 FM WQAM.
Hey, Jimbo.
And by the way, I don't want to get too radio here. It's like when you get too inside football. Yeah. But when you say W in the broadcast industry, it's W. It's never W. A lot of people, you know,
W.
That's how they say W. You know, when you learn radio, like Howard Stern did, WANBC.
W.
Right. It's two U's. WQAM.
I think that's not cool for country people because that's not how I speak.
Right, but you're a broadcaster first.
No, I was born a country guy.
And you're going to die a radio guy.
Hey, how you doing over there, man? WQAM.
WNBC. WNBC. But no, we appreciate everyone listening. 104.3 FM WQAM. Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour here. Solana is on vacation and sick.
Every time.
Not shocking to anyone.
Man goes out of town and gets sick.
Get headlines here with Dan Day, who is filling in for Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
If you got sick every time you left the country, would you keep leaving?
Well, I would change what I'm doing. He's obviously doing something that's putting him at risk. Like, you know how people take, what's that, like I take emergency, but there's one that was made for travel. I forget what it's called, but there's like,
Airborne.
Take some vitamin supplements, take extra zinc. I mean, I don't know what, you know what, tweet RFK and find out what to do. I wasn't supposed to bring that to FM. I'm sorry. I take that back. I withdraw that.
I drink every, because you know I travel a lot. Whenever I'm traveling, I drink me about two or three Funky Buddhas, headed to the airport, hit some vodka or gin on the plane. Hmm. It cleans your system.
I've told this story on the air before, but I have seen Crowder. We were talking with Leroy Horde before the show started. So Leroy and I, we were in Vegas with Crowder. We were doing a broadcast. I think Tobin was with us too. But Crowder was sick, was legitimately sick. Sneezing, like you know how you feel when you get sick, sore throat, runny nose, and man, I tap out if I'm sick. But Crowder's not missing a night out in Vegas.
No,
I tap out.
No.
Crowder goes, "Hey, we got to stop at this gas station. I need to get better."
Better.
I'm like, better? How are you going to get better at a gas station? We walk up to the gas station. I am not lying. He buys every vitamin pack, immunity system supplement. You know, they sell all this crap at gas stations. They're always behind the counter. None of it is FDA approved. And it's just like in little packets.
I just assume it's caffeine.
It's like nothing. It's jelly bellies.
Vitamins, man.
And he's buying goody powder, anything that's like has anything to do with getting better. And at the gas station, just shoves it all in his mouth. Just eats $30 worth in today's dollars, by the way, $180. But like $30 worth,
probably 20, 30 pills,
vitamin, gas station vitamins and supplements. No joke. 2 hours later, he's the healthiest guy you've ever seen. Nance sneezes.
Gotta get your body right.
It was crazy. I couldn't believe what I witnessed. Could not believe what I witnessed.
I stay on top of my body.
But anyway, that's the scoop. You gotta stay healthy when you travel. Solana does not have the gift of staying healthy when he travels.
But he's sickly at home, so now you leave. You know, there's more stuff in the countries and all.
Would you like another couple of factoids before we get to headlines here?
Yes, these all are right. cool.
How about the only team in the NFL that is publicly owned?
Green Bay Packers.
There you go. You got one. How about the oldest U.S. pro team with zero championships?
Ooh, that's tough. Zero championships.
Yeah.
The Falcons have a championship?
It's the Falcons.
Really?
The Atlanta Falcons.
That's sad. And I love Raheem Morris, too.
Maybe they'll get one. Let's see. This can't be right. I wonder if all these factoids are right. I wonder if someone sent me just made up wrong factoids. Because it says longest active playoff drought.
Playoff drought? Or
yeah, no, playoff drought. Win. Playoff drought. Because playoff wins, we know, is the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
25 years. Longest active playoff drought.
Ooh. I don't know.
It's the Jets. That's we talk it about
is.
Every year. Yeah.
Yeah, it is the Jets. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we talk about it every year at the end of the season.
Is it a meeting that I'm not at when we talk about this?
What was that? That was Rex Ryan and Sanchez and them?
Yeah.
That's the last time they made the playoffs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
How about this?
Because think about it. The Patriots ran the division for years, and then the Bills took
over.
But
not to make a wild card team? A wild card game or something?
The Jets were bad for a while.
I didn't know this. I think the factoid is probably going to give away the answer, but I did not know this. We'll see if you guys did. Was named after credit card chargers.
The Chargers?
The Chargers.
Credit card chargers.
Is that true?
Like fraud?
Well, I mean, not fraud, just chargers. Just the.
It's like house moms?
I'm guessing whoever owned the San Diego Chargers was in the credit card charger business.
But like grocery store? Hey, I want
yeah,
some
I
chips.
Think like back in the day, like when the charge machines first came out. Yeah, I think something ones. Like that.
Hmm, I thought
Hold on,
it was
I'm,
like something
I'm double
like
checking this. San Diego Chargers, the name origin.
The power, the lightning bolt. That lightning bolt has nothing to do with a credit card.
I feel like this is not right, but AI says the name San Diego Chargers originated in 1960 when a team known as the Los Angeles Chargers held a contest to name the team. Baron Hilton, the team's owner, liked the name Chargers because of the charge call. So maybe it's not. Oh, wait a second. No. Some accounts suggest Hilton was partly motivated by a desire to promote his new carte blanche credit card business.
Wow.
How about that? How about that? You'd never learn this on AM.
No. If we could have said the same words, right?
And it is on AM because you may actually have learned that on AM.
I think about the car, too. Like, I always thought it had something to do with the lightning bolt, horsepower, charge. Yeah. Energy.
Somebody points out on the text line that Solana is one of these travel abroad guys, but he checks out hospitals. Like, it's a real niche thing. Like, some people, they check out whatever.
Best of.
Yeah, like, they do the worst hotel, the best hotel. He does hospitals and urgent care centers.
Hospitals. Go to the DR.
So, somebody texts in, the Jaguars have a chip? No, it's the oldest team without a professional, the oldest professional team without a championship. Jaguars are much newer than the Falcons. All right, go ahead with the headlines, Dan. I don't want to get too far behind here.
Well, we're going through changes here at 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. So is Major League Baseball, because this weekend they're calling up their first female umpire. She's going to call Marlins Braves Saturday, doubleheader, Jen Powell. And then Sunday she's going to be behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
Very cool. Very cool. It was, we said earlier, I was very surprised that there had not been a female umpire in the major leagues at this point.
No, it's silly. Hope nobody says nothing nasty to her.
I'll tell you what, she punches someone out on the Marlins that I've got money on, I'll be the first person saying something nasty.
Yes. Oh, business.
Listen, female second, umpire first.
Okay, that's what I'm
ring,
saying.
Ring up someone that didn't deserve it, and I got money on the Marlins. Look out, lady.
I hope the insults are not gender-based is what I was saying.
I can't promise you anything.
We'd have never gone that direction on AM. Only on FM would have gone that way, man. last night, Inter-Miami, despite Messi not playing, they did defeat Pumas 3-1. They advanced to the quarterfinals of Leagues Cup.
All right.
Well, they told us yesterday they're a good team without Messi.
Yeah. Like a good team? Yes. Or like, and are they a great team with Messi in the MLS?
Yes. He was saying like they added some names. I can't say them. Whoever it is, Suarez and Klinka and different people, but they added some people now that are pretty good.
Man, I got to get that Klinka.
You know what? I think it's great when I'm honest that I can't say names. Like the left guard of the Dolphin, I'm never going to say his name. I'm going to call him Jonah.
Savinaya?
Hawk, I don't know.
All right.
It's Savinaya.
Savinaya?
See?
Perkins.
Honesty, that's
Chris
life
Perkins
lesson.
Practiced that one, and I just listened to him.
Man, honesty's beautiful.
Yeah, he was saying it on our show, but I didn't think he was right.
No, it is, because he told
really?
Jonas,
oh, okay.
I have trouble saying it, Savinaya. He says it's like Hawaii, but like Savinaya.
Savinaya.
So think Hawaii.
By the way, that's your training camp report. Training camp reports on 104.3 FM WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. That is your training camp. Again, something that you learn on FM. Mm-hmm. Savinaya?
There you go, yeah.
Jonah Savinaya.
Savinaya, yeah.
Jonah Savinaya.
Yeah. Remember we found out Tua's last name has a silent N in it?
Yes. It's not a silent N.
It's not there.
It just has an N sound.
An invisible N.
Invisible N.
Yep. Found out Bijan Robinson's name is Bijan.
Bijan.
Yep.
You just had him on.
We just had him on, and we made our best effort to call him Bijan, and every time it was my turn, I said Bijan, and he'd smile because that's not my name.
When my son was in the hospital convalescing with a wrecked leg, I saw him watching something on his phone, and he was watching the Pivot episode with Bijan Robinson.
See? I want to hear, has Savinaya said his name?
Savinaya.
There you go.
David Fioronis tweets out, by the way, that Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill mostly did side work at a light practice today in Chicago before the joint session tomorrow. You know, he missed practice yesterday.
I was going to say, is he a waiter doing side work? He's out there folding napkins. And
he can bust the hell out some tables with that speed.
On the weather, it is rainy, overcast, and it's going to be rainy and overcast throughout the rest of the day for the most part here in South Florida.
Appreciate you listening to us here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten. I mean, when you get an FM radio station and you're hosting a talk show. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't do this if you're hosting a music show. But if you're a talk host on FM, you have to crinkle and crumple paper on the air, which we've done.
Oh, yep.
Now we're going to eat a couple of chips because it sounds better on the FM. Lose the music, Jimmy. I want people to get the full effect here in case you're listening on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Crowder bought a very interesting chip selection from the vending machine.
I try to get, you know, like I don't want to get normals. Like Doritos are easy, Lay's is easy.
Right.
I saw some TGI Fridays potato skin bacon cheddar. I was like, that sounds okay.
It's a curious choice because I'm not certain Fridays is a place you want to go eat at their location. And then you go, okay, now they're making stuff to be farmed out off their location. It had its day. Friday's had its day, man.
Yeah.
During its heyday.
That first Friday.
There was no better place to be than Fridays, man. They did it like the, But they have the 3 for $3 or something. Like, they had some great deal on appetizers. All you could eat.
But potato skins, mozzarella sticks, and chicken nuggets or something.
Yeah, like 3 for $3. Yeah, I don't know if it was $3 or something. But here we go. Here's a TGI Friday's potato skin chip that Crowder got out of the vending machine.
It can't be good.
Not bad.
It is bad.
It's not bad.
It's thick and mushy.
I have a sip of my Diet Coke because I'm a gentleman.
Okay. You got those old wooden teeth.
Listen, don't bring up teeth.
Oh, yeah. I got a hole in one of my teeth right now.
Stop it.
I got to chew on the left side all day.
Here's the latest from David Furonis in the Sun Sentinel regarding the Dolphins and Bears. This is, you know, this joint practice tomorrow. So this is what he says, like, what are we going to see? What should we be looking for? First one he writes is, do the Dolphins dictate physicality? Which is what I had said the last couple of days. He writes, much of the Dolphins' offseason surrounded around increasing their overall physicality. That needs to show in their first joint practice against an opponent in order to set a tone that it's real. Miami upgraded at both guard positions with veteran free agents James Daniels and then trading up in the second round of the draft for Jonah
Savanaya.
The Dolphins took big defensive tackle Kenneth Grant in the first round, foregoing the pick of a much-needed cornerback. They brought in big running backs and Alexander Mattison and Ollie Gordon second. Get physical.
Yes.
And I think that starts tomorrow. I do. And I think it extends even further than that. I think it extends to them trying to be bullies.
Trying to bully people. And I said that offensively, they don't have to totally just line up and goal line, but they need to have an angle of their offense where they can get physical and go get those, you know, the yard and a half, 2 yards, get first downs. Mike Cuno said something interesting to me because I brought up the Eagles. I brought up like Mailata, their right tackle, and Lane Johnson and Saquon Barkley. And I was saying these names are like these guys that were physical. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Patrick Queen, like all these physical humans that when I was going on the training camp tours talking about it, Mike said, guys are physical. You can get a scheme, but Sealer, do you think Sealer and Grant, who are going to be inside, do you think that Jalen Phillips and Chubbs are physical? Do you think that Dotson, Willie Gay, if you have physical guys, you can be a physical team. Do we have physical guys? And I started thinking that way because I don't know if the offensive line are physical, but I think defensively we have physical humans.
The next thing Furonis writes is about the offensive line. Does the O-line hold up? It's time to see. Again, this is joint practice tomorrow. It's time to see if it looks the same for second-year left tackle Patrick Paul against an opponent. He looks great against Bradley Chubb, Chop Robinson, Jalen Phillips. If he stays consistent, that should be the case against Montez Sweat and other Bears pass rushers.
Yeah.
Then the Dolphins would like to see Daniels, Savanaya, and Aaron Brewer, as he's been ramping up his practice activity, contain Chicago defensive tackle Grady Jarrett and other interior defensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
So does the O-line hold up? Because we've been, I don't want to say high on them, hopeful.
Yes.
And we haven't been hopeful about an offensive line in a minute for the Dolphins. I feel like we're kind of hopeful this season, and I think tomorrow might be a little harbinger.
I think this is on Greer. You just signed Brewer. You just signed Daniels. After speaking about physicality, you Austin Jackson first round, Jonah second round, Patrick Paul second round. This is a lot of draft equity and free agent money into this line. If they can't protect Tua and get this run going, you've missed on a lot of people. I don't think Austin Jackson's physical. I think he's very fast and graceful. Patrick Paul, I haven't seen him. He hadn't played enough this year. Those middle three guys, I'm going to call him Jonah.
Savanaya.
Savanaya, Brewer, and Daniels. Those three interior linemen, that's who sets the pace on the run game, and that's who has to step up.
Then Furonis writes, dominate with front seven defensively. The strength of Miami's defense is up front. We know that. Mm-hmm. So that should show against a revamped offensive line that added Joe Thuney and Jonah Jackson and Drew Dolman this offseason. He's talking about the Bears. That could present a strong challenge on the interior for Grant in his first reps against an NFL opponent. Meanwhile, we see how stout it all looks with defensive tackle Zach Sealer, linebacker Jordan Brooks, and Dolphins edge rushers, along with whether Willie Gay Jr. keeps making plays.
The Bears are about to throw the ball.
Yes.
They have to show Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson are good. They have EJ Moore and Roman Dunze on the out. They're going to throw the heck out of this ball. Storm ducking them boys about to get some work. We can blitz them. You don't blitz much, but we're going to see what our corners have in these practices and in this game.
And then finally, Furonis writes, watch the speed shine. Yes, the Dolphins wanted to improve their physical presence as a team this offseason, but the heart and soul of the team is still its speed. Miami wants to see Devon Achane break off big runs and have Hill and Waddle get open over the top against cornerbacks Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon and safeties Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard III. I love the speed aspect of the Dolphins. I know people are... And for some reason, it's become like a negative, like the speed and the athleticism. I love it, and I hope they lean on it.
It works, but it doesn't always work, and we haven't seen the plan B.
If it's your only plan,
yes,
and it isn't working, you look like they looked a number of times last season.
It's ugly.
Yeah,
I want the options, and it seems as if McDaniels, even drafting Ollie Gordon, he's not a speedster. The Jalen Wrights are 4-3 guys. The Achane, 4-3 guys. All these little speedsters, Tyreek, Waddle. Ollie Gordon is 230. The guy they brought, what's his name? The running back from Las Vegas. He's a big old 6'2", 230 guy. It looked like they're adding bigger humans to be able to have that. Not even change up the offense, just to have a change up pitch every now and again. You get a bunch of DBs and little guys on the field to run with our little guys. We can load up and come downhill a couple times on you and get a first down. That's what I want to see. I don't want them to change the whole offense. I want them to be able to run the ball. Line up. You know we're hit. We know we're running straight downhill. We know we're running straight downhill. Go whoop some ass and get it done.
Somebody texts in, and I remember this when we used to do the simulcast. Somebody says, I love this. When I get tired of hearing your crap on 560 AM, I'll just flip over to 104.3, and it'll be completely crystal clear.
Is it different content?
Yeah, I always tell people, listen, if you're listening on 560 and you don't like what you hear, check out 104.3 FM because it's one heck of a show.
Them boys are good.
So, in fact, if you're on 560 AM right now, flip onto 104.3 FM. I have a surprise for you. Go ahead. I'll give you a couple seconds.
They're great at what they do.
Surprise! It's us. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana here on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food. I imagine there's some people who have listened to Jimmy's music selections today and say, this station would be better if they just let Jimmy play some music other than this talk show.
Hey.
A banger after banger, Jimmy.
Jimmy's killing another and putting on my mic. You don't want me to talk, Jimbo?
Tell you what, Jimmy has killed it today. Today was a high-pressure day. Yes. At the radio station. In fact, Len was just popping his head in here, our program director, and he's like, you guys did a great job today. And I was like, Len, you got to tell Jimmy he did a great job. Jimmy, sometimes in high-pressure situations, I should say this, in the past, Jimmy, sometimes when the pressure gets, you know, you say pressure bust pipes.
Yes. Or makes diamonds.
Well, he was a lot of busted pipes. But he, honestly, over the last, whatever, half year, has come into his own, stepped up his game. But today was super high pressure because we flipped to FM, and he is running the show. Solana's on vacation. Dan Day's just in the back there doing headlines. Jimmy's running the show. And at 2 o'clock when we came on the air, our VP, general manager, Claudia, was standing in here. There were about, it's on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. there's about 25, 30 people in here mm-hmm. watching what's going on. That's a high-pressure situation. And Jimmy handled it flawlessly. Everything's gone well for, what have we been on, 2 hours and 52 minutes.
Yep.
2 hours and 53 minutes. Everything's gone flawlessly, except one funny little nugget, which was during a segment, he took off down the hallway just running, and it was about 2:45, 2:50 where the bubble guts got to him. He didn't know when he came in today that there was going to be this big changeover. He didn't know there was going to be 30 people, including bigwigs, in the studio. Mm-hmm. And he held it down. But about 2:45, 2:50 this afternoon, it hit him, and he needed to release.
Jim, you got IBS? Because I have IBS, bro.
No, I don't.
Oh, that never mind. I was trying to give you an out.
It just hit you, right? It all finally, you're like, all right, if I'm going to get through the 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock time, I got to get through this. I thought Tyreek Hill stopped by to congratulate us. That guy was sprinting. I couldn't believe it.
He's running with David. Yeah. Tight booty.
Did you make it? You made it in time, Jimmy?
I made it in time. All right, it was the breakfast.
It was the breakfast. I think it was a lot going on. Did you go in the single?
Were you selfish? You went in the single bathroom or you went to the big one?
Oh, he didn't have time to get to the big one. He had to go to that one right here.
Selfish, Jim.
If I went to the big one, it would have been too late.
Yeah, he didn't have time. He didn't have time.
Too late.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We are having fun today on our first broadcast on 104.3 FM WQAM. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.